Overcoming Mediocrity. This is the book, Remarkable Women, Overcoming Mediocrity, a unique collection of stories from remarkable women who have created their own lives of significance. This has been presented by Christy L. Rufino from DPWN Publishing, copyright of 2016. The story is Informed Choices, author Jody L. Susan. And that's me. Here's the story. A person dies every 19 minutes from prescription drug overdoses. Informed choices matter, and your life matters. Our lives can take many pathways, and you know that the journey can be a challenge. I'm sharing my story to make a difference in the world. At the time, I did not understand why I was experiencing so many health challenges. I have been trying to understand for decades, and for as long as I can remember, I had a hard time processing and I had brain fog. I often felt like I was in a drugged out sleep. These things, coupled with pain, plagued me throughout grade school, high school, college, and as I completed my MBA. More importantly, I did not tell anyone. Nevertheless, I was very active in gymnastics, weightlifting, and horseback riding. And as a child, I remember my father making protein shakes for me for breakfast. In my early 30s, I used to weigh 125 pounds, and I bench pressed 185 pounds. I once took second place in a bench pressing contest, and this was in the late 1980s. But I was in pain. For as long as I can remember, I had been in pain. And for many years, I reasoned the pain away. And in high school, I remember that my feet, my ankles, and my knees hurt so badly, and I reasoned because I'm a gymnast. In 1996, I went to see a physical therapist after falling down on the ice in a parking lot in West Des Moines, Iowa. She told me, "The pain is all in your head and there's nothing physically wrong with you." The pain that I felt was in my shoulders, neck, and the levator scapula. I was told to see a psychiatrist, which I did. The doctor misdiagnosed me with bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. I had read that people who had bipolar disorder had a lot of pain. So I trusted what the doctor told me to do. I took the medicine he prescribed for 19 years. I should mention that I had low self-esteem, which is why I did not question what he or anybody else told me. I was looking for a quick fix to my problems. And after the first 2 weeks of taking these medications, I gained over 50 pounds. Eventually, I gained a total of 110 pounds. I weighed in at 234 pounds, which is considered to be obese. The medication also numbed most of my feelings. Even after I started taking the medicine, while the original source of the pain had been minimized, severe nerve pain started in my feet, arms, hands, and even my skin felt like it was on fire. The experience of all over pain is referred to as diffuse pain. I also found that many medical doctors and other professionals get annoyed when you tell them the pain is all over. They really tend to think that you're less credible. So the doctor that I saw for over 19 years prescribed all of the, you know, new medications that came out into the marketplace. He also offered to me to put me into his clinical trial so I would not have to pay for any of the new drugs. Since my funds were tight, I agreed to participate in the clinical trials. The issue was that after he put me on one medication, he never took me off of any of the previous medications. And as a result, I was on as many as 17 different medications simultaneously. And consequently, in 2007, the organs in my body started to shut down. It felt like my brain would switch off when I was sleeping. So this resulted in incontinence in the bed. It did not even wake me up. I just woke up the next morning cold and wet. And so when I told my doctor, he laughed and said, "Well, you know, like I usually get up out of bed and go to the bathroom when I have to go." He was not only making light of my situation, but he was not addressing the root cause of my problem. Doctors take a Hippocratic oath to first do no harm. So let's fast forward to 2013. My pain was out of control. My stress levels were completely off the charts. I was having several panic attacks each day. I'm grieving the loss of both of my parents. And by the end of 2013, I went on disability because of multiple diagnoses that prevented me from working full time. And guess what? My employer they didn't want to provide reasonable accommodations. And despite the fact that I could not work, I enrolled at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management, and I graduated with my MBA with a specialization in organizational behavior in June of 2016. So in my business analytics class, my professor, Steve Rudnick, said this: if someone gives you the mean, but they don't give you the median or the mode, you need to ask why. So when he shared this, I was sitting there with braces on both hands because I just had steroid injections in all my digits and my wrists. I thought to myself, yep, you're right. I need to start asking harder questions and dig deeper when talking to my doctor. In addition to the pain, I would experience what one doctor called periodic paralysis. Okay, so this is what that looks like. Right after eating certain foods, my body would shut down and I could not move. So I recall many times over the years, I would have to pull over on the side of the road and would pass out cold for hours at a time. I would sleep in the parking lot in my car until I could drive again. My gratitude goes out to Steve Rudnick for opening up my eyes. He reminded me that I have a voice and I should use it. So next, I confronted my psychiatrist and said, what we're doing is not working and we need to do something completely different. And if you can't help me, please refer me to someone who can. I cannot get a glass of water to my mouth without using both my hands. This is not bipolar disorder. People with bipolar disorder can still move. So the psychiatrist referred me to a rheumatologist. I called for an appointment and was told the doctor did not accept my insurance. However, I was also told that his associate did and she could help me. I didn't ask the office personnel if this associate was a rheumatologist because I assumed she was. However, I found out that after the fact that she was not a rheumatologist and her action plan was to have me do a sleep study and give me more drugs. So here's the thing. I just wanted to know what the root cause of my problem was, not to mask it with more pills, and I had done for the last two decades. So I had to find another doctor. And the journey wasn't pretty. And suffice it to say, there was a lot of mediocrity to be found along the way. And these particular doctors were mediocre because they just didn't care. Or they were just like going through the motions. But by this time, my approach to working with the medical community had shifted. I was no longer afraid to ask the hard questions. I took the same approach as if I was shopping for anything of value. Nothing is more valuable than your health. So now, today, if the professional that I'm talking to doesn't listen or they don't understand what I'm trying to achieve, I walk away. Simple. When my mother was alive, I used to take her to a fabulous neurologist by the name of Dr. Andrew Gordon. In addition to having ovarian cancer, my mother had arthritis and Parkinson's disease. And through my mother, as a guide and an angel in heaven, I became reconnected with Dr. Gordon. And he listened to my story. He listened to the long history of pain. And of course, he already knew about my family history with neurological diseases. After performing various tests, he was able to unravel the mystery and piece together how he could help. I owe so many people thanks for guiding me to better health. But really, I would not have been writing this story today if it were not for Dr. Gordon, because he was the first doctor to listen and care. And it was really good timing because the pain had finally gotten the best of me. And I knew that I didn't want to live this way. And if I had to be this way, I did not want to live. So Dr. Gordon's associate, Dr. Aaron Molina, put me through a neuropsychological test. And what he discovered was that my impaired processing was from pain. I didn't have bipolar. I didn't have schizophrenia. And what he did is he referred me to Dr. Michelle Kukla, and she showed me how to manage pain drug-free. However, it was really important to me to make sure that I did not have these mental disorders and then to make sure that I really understood the why. So I found a checklist on the internet for signs and symptoms of bipolar, and together with Dr. Kukla, we reviewed each line item, and I made sure that I understood what each of these symptoms meant and how that would show up for me. On December 16th, 2014, I began the doctor-managed process of getting off of all my medications. And yes, I still had many issues. the MRI showed a diagnosis of two torn rotator cuffs that appeared to be 20 years old. In addition, I had developed carpal tunnel syndrome, both wrists, trigger fingers, both hands, a bone spur on the right hand, small fiber neuropathy, PTSD, I had high anxiety, and more. In addition, I was obese. And all of these conditions contributed to the pain. However, that day and going forward, I chose to manage the pain instead of it managing me. And Dr. Kukla shared many methods and introduced me to alternative healthcare practitioners who showed me how to let the body heal itself. And this experience is what led me on my path to share real health and wellness to our world and to encourage people to make informed choices. I will often add the hashtag informed choices to tweets and other social media just to reinforce my message. On my journey, I learned about various holistic modalities for healing and managing pain. I learned about meditation, acupuncture, chiropractic, essential oils, applied kinesiology, just to name a few. And it is my passion to help people to get out of pain and to find wellness. And I'm committed to creating awareness for others so they can make informed choices about their own health. I've also learned that synthetic medication is not a long-term solution. Quite frankly, most of the times, it's not even a short-term solution. It actually masked the root cause of my issue for nearly two decades that allowed my condition to continually degrade. It left me with a long-term negative side effects. And instead of taking 20 years from my life, it was really like taking 40 years. Because instead of being untreated, I was being mistreated. And that takes a toll on the body. So my organs, they rejected all of these synthetics. They rejected the box food I was consuming. My solution was to find a doctor specializing in differential diagnosis, which is the process of differentiating between two or more conditions that share similar signs or symptoms. And I'm going to repeat that. So you have differential diagnosis. You've got two or more conditions. They share the same signs or symptoms, and that doctor can distinguish what you have. Next, fast facts. People are dying. And this terrified me enough to take action. More people died from drug overdoses in 2014 than in any year on record. More than 6 out of 10 deaths involve an opiate. And since 1999, the number of overdose deaths involving opiates, including prescription opiate pain relievers and heroin, nearly quadrupled. And from 2000 to 2014, nearly 500,000 people died from drug overdoses. Having this new awareness really set me into motion. And I never took opiates, which is just a stroke of luck. But many people do, and they deserve the right to know about holistic and natural alternatives. In 2015, I learned that one of the drugs that I was taking for almost 20 years contained fluoride. So fluoride is a neurotoxin, which we suspect heavily contributed to the small fiber neuropathy diagnosis. Knowing that our water supply has fluoride, I bought special filters as a first step to eliminating toxins in my water. I then removed the chemicals from my home. I stopped eating refined processed foods, including sugar, gluten, grains, and caffeine. It all aggravated my nerve pain. So now that was a chore because I first tried to find foods in the grocery store that didn't contain sugar. And as a result, I became what's known as an official label reader. So I then discovered that if I wanted to omit sugar from my diet, I would have to shop the perimeter of the grocery store. Almost all the food that I consume now does not come in a box or container. I modified my lifestyle and chose to cook whole, organic, or responsibly produced non-GMO foods. There are a few exceptions to this change. One is a minimally processed food by Miracle Noodle that makes noodles and rice out of the Asian konjac plant, which has amazing health benefits. I consume these nearly every day. The other is Kavita, which is a sparkling probiotic drink that supports digestive and immune health. my choice has been to sustain an anti-inflammatory diet. So on January 27th, 2016, this was a transformational day. I was blessed when my friend Seth Halsworth introduced me to Dr. Danny McLean of ADIO Chiropractic Clinic in Libertyville, Illinois. Seth introduced me after I shared with him my business plan to bring chiropractic-led on-site care to corporate America. That day was a game changer. Remembering this literally brings me to tears of gratitude because without Dr. Danny, I would not be where I am today. Dr. Danny is my soul brother. I immediately knew when I met him that we were going to partner to bring real health and wellness to the world, not disease management. Dr. Danny first needed to help me regain my health. Dr. Danny can solve problems in minutes that other practitioners can't ever solve at all. And he is much more than a chiropractor. He also specializes in applied kinesiology, neuro-linguistic programming, acupuncture, hypnosis, massage, Reiki, nutrition, essential oils, anti-inflammatory diets, meditation, and now in 2019, AK Viral. And this list, it is just endless. He removes the interference so the body can heal itself. I have made tremendous progress in my health because of him. On my journey, I was also having serious inflammation issues. I would break out in hives nearly every day, usually at night before bed. I would actually bleed from scratching so hard. I decided to have food sensitivity testing done, which at that time identified over 107 different foods and chemicals that were causing inflammation in my body. In addition, I learned about symptoms of having leaky gut and the brain-gut connection. And if you're interested in learning more about this, there are a variety of articles and books written by Dr. Kelly Brogan, Dr. Perlmutter, and Dr. Josh Axe. And these people are all great resources. As of 2016, in August, I removed all 107 inflammatory items and started making bone broth soup. So here's a trick that I learned about bone broth soup. You need to add apple cider vinegar, which draws out the nutrients and the collagen, which are the healing compounds from the bones that are helping to heal my body. Dr. Danny then started me on the right supplements so that my body can continue to heal. Today, as I write this, the hives have dissipated and yes, I still itch some, but it has only been about 4 weeks. It is generally a 9-month process. I have also lost 76 pounds, and I have 33 more pounds to lose to achieve my personal weight goal of 125 pounds. However, the real achievement is not weight loss. The real accomplishment was having the courage to challenge the thinking of the experts and to think outside the box. It was uncovering the root cause of my problem and choosing not to accept the status quo. And my success is sharing with you today what happened and why it happened. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid like me to ask the hard questions. If something in your gut tells you that what you're hearing doesn't make sense, keep searching for an answer that does and make an informed choice. Today, I work with Dr. Danny as his chief relationship officer and as the CEO of WHP On-Site in Libertyville, Illinois. Together with his dynamic team, we are doing a grassroots campaign to share our vision, taking people out of pain and help them achieve real wellness. Dr. Danny, he does this without prescribing any medications and instead, he focuses on removing the interference so the body can heal itself. Everything he does is backed in science. And for me, well, there are no coincidences in life. And looking back, I see how blessed I am to have lived through this and feel compelled to share my story. And as you read this, I encourage you to find your voice if you have not already done so. And in the end, my wish for you is to also make your choices informed choices. Thank you. A little bit about the author, Jody L. Susan. She is the champion of informed choices, passionately delivers outstanding guidance on health and wellness. She is a certified corporate wellness specialist. She uses her skills to direct a team of experts that connect patients to the best healthcare providers for their condition. Her position as the CEO of WHP On-Site and the Chief Relationship Officer to ADIO Chiropractic Clinic allows her to connect corporations to professionals to solve the obvious healthcare needs of their workforce. Jody honed her prowess at building and growing relationships during her course of study at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management and the MBA program in organizational behavior. To connect with Jody, please reach out to her on LinkedIn to address the concerns you may have about corporate wellness or your own health needs. Thank you.